Hello and welcome to one in a series of WriteRisk videos on organizational structures. There are a number of legal organizational structures available to entrepreneurs. Today I will focus on the limited liability company, or often called the LLC. I am Jeff Trunell, an agricultural and business management economist with Colorado State University. Joining me are John Hewlett, a farm and ranch management specialist at the University of Wyoming, and Dr. Jay Parsons, professor and extension specialist with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. The three of us are also founding members of WriteRisk. There are three basic types of business structures: sole proprietorship, partnership, and corporation. Each structure has advantages and disadvantages, different tax ramifications, alternative impacts to estate and succession plans, etc. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 86% of all organizations are sole proprietorships. Partnerships and corporations each account for 7% of businesses. These numbers are higher for small businesses that have employees. The limited liability company, LLC, is a creature of statute, recognized in each jurisdiction only by a virtue of a legislative enactment in each state. It is a voluntary association of one or more persons or other legal entities in a for-profit business. Equity owners are called members or member owners. An LLC is formed when the articles and other required documents are filed with the appropriate officials in a specific state. Although some states do not require an LLC to have a company charter or bylaws, it is strongly recommended that an LLC have such documents which clearly state the agreed upon rules of operation and function. The LLC may be managed by either the members or by a manager. Member managed means that all members share responsibility for day-to-day operations and have the power to bind the company to ordinary business contracts. While some states presume that all members have an equal vote, most statutes allocate voting power in accordance with the relative value of each member's contribution to the LLC. The members may agree to different voting power, and such voting power should be stated clearly in the bylaws or operating agreement. A manager-managed structure means that the manager will have both the actual power to manage and the apparent authority to bind the business by acts which appear to be carrying on the ordinary course of business. The manager may be either a member or non-member of the LLC. Members of a limited liability company have no personal liability solely because of their status as a member. They will, however, be liable for the amount or value of any agreed upon contributions, for any debt they have guaranteed, or for which they have otherwise agreed to act as surety, and for any personal misconduct in which they engaged. LLCs that have two or more members will be presumed by the IRS to be taxed as partnerships, but any given LLC may elect to be taxed as a corporation. Some state statutes impose a specific tax status on LLCs, regardless of how they will be classified for federal income tax purposes. Under federal law, LLCs having one member are taxed as sole proprietorships, unless an election is to be taxed as a corporation is filed and accepted by the IRS. In most states, the LLC's statutory provisions provide that a transfer of an LLC membership interest operates only to transfer the economic rights unless the remaining members unanimously agree to accept the transferee as a substitute member. When most state LLC statutes were originally drafted, there were tax incentives in place to make the LLC look as much like a general partnership as possible. It is critical that the LLC's bylaws clearly state the right of members to withdraw and the consequences of such withdrawal. Once dissolution is triggered, most LLC statutes appear to follow the corporate model governing the winding up and termination processes. A person forming a business should consider all the factors which will impact the business and help him or her reach the desired goals. Professional counsel from an attorney, certified public accountant, and other knowledgeable professionals is critical before selecting a specific structure for the business. For example, a selected business structure may impact eligibility for and payments under various USDA and other governmental programs. Likewise, a selected business structure will impact the owner's estate and succession plans. Each organizational structure will allow one to implement certain strategies, but the impacts of those strategies may differ. Other business arrangements, such as labor sharing agreements, livestock production contracts, and strategic alliances, may allow a business owner to accomplish his or her goals more effectively with less effort and at lower cost. The limited liability company has advantages and disadvantages to other forms of business structure. One of the greatest advantages of the limited liability company is that it is easy to form and is quite flexible. An LLC may be either managed by the members or by a compensated manager. Depending on the number of managers and any IRS-approved elections, an LLC is usually taxed as a partnership. Thus, profits and losses are passed on and then taxed at the personal level. As with all partnerships, one disadvantage is that the owner, member, in the case of LLCs, must agree with direction of the business. If the LLC is member managed, the members have to agree to the daily operation of the business. Another disadvantage of an LLC is that control of the company and profits are shared by all member owners. RightRisk has a plethora of resources available on its website. Specifically, under the Resources tab are written and other materials pertaining to organizational structures. Under the title, Risk Concepts, you will find several four-page fact sheets describing selected organizational structures and a two-page table comparing the attributes of seven of the most common organizational structures. In summary, there are a number of organizational structures available to business owners. Each structure has advantages and disadvantages, ramifications, and impacts to the business and to the owners. The limited liability company, or LLC, is a creature of statute recognized in each jurisdiction only by virtue of a legislative enactment in those states. Three aspects of the LLC are often enticing for new businesses. One, it can be taxed as a partnership, as a corporation, or as a disregarded entity if there is only one member. Two, it is an extremely flexible form of business, both in terms of options when creating the business and options about how to operate it. And three, it offers all members limited liability. Please look for information about organizational structures and additional educational resources at the RightRisk website. Thank you. Have a great day.